Get your day started right. This is BLC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yassar. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So 7:47 is where we're at this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company, VOC Breakfast, with you until 9 a.m. this morning. Now, just before we head on over to our next feature, just to remind you, Jay, I don't know if you recall, I think it was 2 months or so back in January where we had the conversation around the Cape Peninsula Organization for the Age, the CPOA, saying that they were going to go ahead with relocation of frail care residents, and I think it was with regards to Narina Place in Bishop Lavis, and then there were a few others that had also fallen into place, and there was a bit of an outcry and concern around the relocation of those particular old age homes from communities, etc. But now it has also come to light that a memorandum of agreement has been signed by the CPOA and the Ihata shelter regarding the future ownership of three welfare homes for the age. The three homes being Lily Haven Place in Bonsehevel, Oak Haven Place in Haderfeld, and Narina Place, like we've mentioned, in Bishop Lavis. All three homes will continue, apparently, to operate as retirement homes for the aged. Now, CPOA is a non-profit organization. It was established, I think, in the 1950s, and, you know, has been forced as a result of a according to them, financial implications of COVID-19 to reduce its welfare commitment. But of course, just to understand in terms of, you know, what sort of role Ihata Shelter will now be playing, joining us online this morning is Nuran Osman, Director of the Ihata Shelter. Nuran, Assalamu Alaikum, good morning, good to be chatting to you.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah sabira. It's always nice to talk to you guys in the morning.
Thank you so much, Nuran. Now, of course, you know, this particular memorandum, MOA, that has been signed together with Ihata Shelter and CPOA, I believe, you know, through the social channels, etc., you know, it is something to be celebrated. Perhaps starting off by explaining to us, what exactly does this MOA, or what exactly is this MOA about?
So, yes, you're right. It is a celebration. And at Ihata Shelter, we are ecstatic to be able to be given, seeded, donated these three old age homes where we can extend our mandate of caring for the community.
Wow.
Now, as you will remember, we're a shelter for abused women.
Mm.
We've moved on and extended our care to the perpetrators of gender-based violence in terms of referral into rehab and getting them rehabilitated in terms of anger management and life coaching and those sorts of things. Then we extended our care to young children, and Penny Appeal South Africa funded our ECD facility. Over and above that, our operations manager, Faisal Porter, launched a youth development academy called A Gem. We were very excited about that, and we were funded by Comic Relief for 2 years. And now we're able to spread our wings even further, inshallah, and care for the elderly. What the MOA essentially means is that the CPOA will cede their buildings and the assets within the three buildings, as well as one vehicle, to the Ihata shelter.
Wow.
There will be a deed of donation given to us, where essentially they have donated that to us for as long as we stick to the mandate of caring for the elderly for at least 12 months. Now, of course, we'll extend the care, but we've got to check that we will be willing and able and capable of doing it. It also comes with the full support of the Department of Social Development, who we've already started engaging. And inshallah, we just can't wait to take care of the grands and grandpas, all 300 of them.
Well, they are very lucky to have you, Nuran.
Absolutely.
But just in terms of this, I mean, it's a huge step for Ihata. You've been doing such amazing work in the community, and now, you know, sort of this growth that you've seen, you know, with the CPOA sort of donating these three frail care facilities to you. I mean, it's exponential. But in terms of the numbers and, you know, actually being able to fulfill this mandate, you've mentioned and alluded to the Department of Social Development, but all of this cost money. I mean, how exactly will you be executing this, Nuran?
Inshallah, we will continue to do as we did before. So the CPOA are going to be in complete partnership with us. In terms of, you know, the DSD social grant, or the, not the social grant, sorry, the grant that is given to the facility will continue should we be compliant. And alhamdulillah, at this point, we are compliant, and the usual sucks away. So the CPOA have given us three of their welfare homes. I think there's some misunderstanding in the way of the public, because they've got additional welfare homes.
Mm.
But their model, and I don't want to talk too much about the CPOA because I don't work for the CPOA, but their model is largely a business model that supports the welfare model. Unfortunately, COVID is hard, and there were very many challenges, and so they were no longer able to afford the three welfare homes that we will now look after, inshallah. We also have had conversations with our current donors, and I will tell you that Shanaz Farooq is incredibly excited. She works for Premier Appeal South Africa as the managing director, and she's really excited about this opportunity. And again, it'll be an opportunity for IHASA and Penny to partner and engage the elderly and the vulnerable and uplift.
Absolutely. I can't think of two better women in that of Nuran as well as Shanaz Parak, you know, to sort of partner on this. And it's absolutely phenomenal, I think. And I think it's so good to know, you know, that these old age homes or these frail care facilities, in terms of being relocated, they haven't had to close down. They are now going to be under the wing of IHATA. And, you know, judging from what we know about IHATA, will be under really good care. You know, just in terms of, you know, moving onto this avenue of frail care, caring for the old, the aged, the elderly. I mean, it's something sort of new for IHATA. I mean, how are you looking to it? I'm sure you're excited, but, you know, do you have any concerns?
You know, I think, Sabina, my greatest concern is that as IHATA, we must be able to do justice to the elderly. We must give them, I mean, I heard the other day that on average, when people enter the facility, they live for about 4 years before they pass on.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be the four best years of their lives. You know, we must be serving traditional food and listening to traditional music and dhikr for the Muslims. And we must be, the other day I said to one of the children in our Youth Development Academy, I said, do you know anyone who can play a banjo? Because I want entertainment and I want energy and just lots of love and compassion, so that the elderly know that, one, they are safe, that they are cared for, but most importantly, that they are loved. I'm really not interested in the backstory of, oh, they should be here and they're in the facility right now, and what are we going to do to make it the best 4 years of their lives?
I love that energy, because traditionally we know, you know, once the elderly and, you know, the old people, so to speak, you know, move on to these retirement homes or these frail care facilities, they're sort of forgotten. And, you know, the bare minimum is done for them, just to, like you say, keep them alive for 4 years perhaps, and, you know, it's business at the end of the day. But I love the energy and the spin that you're bringing on this in terms of the quality that they are going to be receiving,
inshallah. And I know that there have been many concerns in the community. I know that people have been protesting and things. I want to say that IHATA renews its commitment to any vulnerable group. And we will do our best to ensure that people live with dignity, with humanity, but most importantly, that we extend all the love and compassion that we need to ensure not only human rights, but also just a humanness to our service, inshallah.
You know, just in terms of, you know, how many elderly, you know, are housed within these facilities, also on the human resources front, you know, will you be able to cope, etc.?
Yes, inshallah, we're very excited. We've already got a team of home-based carers that work within one of our projects at IHATA. We're going to be interviewing over the next couple of weeks before the takeover, inshallah, and really just trying to find the right person or the right people to take care. We will enjoy the full support of the CPOA until such time that, you know, our legs are not so wobbly. But again, I want to say that because IHATA has extensive experience, more than 11 years in a residential setting, I think caring for people who live in your facility is pretty much stock standard, with some additional care for the elderly, like, you know, in-house medical care and those sorts of things. I have no doubt that our team can pull it off. My team of 23 are incredibly committed staff who really go the extra mile Of course, we'll be adding to our team, we'll be expanding the team, but inshallah, I'm absolutely confident that we can do this, and we can do this the best way. And then just in terms of what I was saying, in terms of the protests, you know, people must feel free to engage us, talk to us about your concerns, and give us ideas on what you would like to see as a community in the facilities, because we are very conscious of the fact that it is in Haydarsveld, in Bontheville, and in Bishop Lavis, and we will be consulting community leaders and engaging them around the way forward. But there's nothing to worry about. The homes are not closing. They are fully functional. They will continue to function. And if all of the 300 elderly wish to stay with us as we transition from CPOA into Yata shelter, they are most welcome.
Absolutely.
Nobody's going anywhere.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, Noran, thank you so much for joining us on air this morning and sharing the good news with us. We're really proud of Ihata Shelter, as well as yourselves and your partners, and a step in the right direction, I think the CPOA has taken.